Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I'm excited because I have a great guest today. His name is Brad Basham, and he's with a platform called Podit. He's one of the founders, and we're going to be talking today about how you can get yourself on a podcast, or if you have a podcast, how you can find some awesome guests. So, Brad, how you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good, and I happen to love bacon, so I think this is going to work out well.
Yeah, man, nothing goes together like bacon and podcasts, so thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyways, what I like to do, since this is your first time on, is get people to know you better. So, how did you go from somebody who is delivering pizzas to delivering podcast guests to podcasters?
Yeah, so, you know, way back, we talked about a bit before, I was pizza delivery guy, sort of, for lack of any better plan. Long story short, ended up as a regional manager and had a challenging way to go there. And I think what's relevant there is, you know, with children, and even though the income was decent at that level, it really made me rethink a lot of things. And so I went back to college at a later age, and which was scary, but, you know, because I didn't finish it the first time. But I went back for computer science and ended up meeting what would become a friend and a colleague, a co-host on a show that we did for a while called Digital Dads, a podcast. We did that for about 3 years. We realized we were at this interesting point in time where we were the last digital immigrants raising the very first digital natives, and that would never happen again. And we were having these conversations at work. I ended up working with the same guy, and we were like, you know, we should start a podcast because why not? And that was back in 2014. So we did that for a couple of years, and we ended up getting a lot of guests because we didn't have a lot of answers and expertise, and a lot of things are changing in that realm, in that domain. And then it became hard to be a dad while we were simultaneously putting all that time and effort into a podcast. As you know, that's an effort. It's a side project, but it wasn't paying a lot. We were covering some costs, but that was about it. And so we took a break, and then we stopped. And then a bit later, and part of that, I should say, was related to the effort in finding guests, coordinating all that sort of stuff around it, which we loved doing. The output was fantastic. We loved having those conversations, having access to those people, being able to pick their brain, bringing that to the audience and all the value that they got from that, which was enormous, really, which was surprising, I guess, for me, just being a humble guy with a microphone. But it ended up fading out, or doing the dreaded pod fade is what they call it, which is where you push pause and you never go back, because life happens, and then, you know, the kids get a little older, et cetera, et cetera. But it was always really near and dear to my heart because my kids were part of the show. We literally had them in the intro. Like, for example, we would take and do recording of them, and I would cut it up and go, okay, is daddy been on his phone too much? Or do you think that raise my voice or whatever. And then we would cold open with that. And then we would dive into it, me and Andrew, with an expert. And it was pretty revealing in some cases. Sometimes I didn't love the truth of the matter. But it was an opportunity for us to grow and for our audience to grow alongside us. So it was really cool. So I say that because it was really important to me. It meant a lot to me as a show. But it was no longer, my voice was no longer in the world. And part of that was the guest thing. So fast forward a little bit, my co-host and I, later on after the show was dead, we said, you know, this problem still isn't really solved the way it should be solved. And I mentioned I went back to school for computer science, and he was also a developer, and we had people that we knew that were, you know, designers, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're like, we should maybe try to take a stab at this. I don't know where it goes, but this is a big problem for podcasters and for guests. They're all out there trying to do this in a way that just isn't really great. You know, so that's what we did. And that's what birthed Podit. Well, that's where the idea started. It was a lot of time and effort before it got born.
Yeah, dude, I hear you, man. Running a podcast is not easy. And that's one of the challenges. I mean, just since we've been chatting, I've already gotten 5 requests of people that want to be on my podcast. And one of the hardest things is vetting people, is getting to know, are they a good guest? I mean, there's a lot of different ways that people hit you up. I mean, they send direct messages themselves and, you know, and then they send you another email. Hey, did you see my first email? Well, of course I did. There's a reason I didn't respond. And another way that I get hit up all the time is by PR people that do nothing, that say, hey, I listened to your podcast and, you know, it's great. And, you know, this would be a great guest for you. It's really perfect. But, you know, it ends up being somebody who's a vegan and has this great way of eating. And all they've seen is bacon and they think food. You know, they just don't get the fact that this is a marketing podcast. So one of the challenges that I have is I need to vet people before they come on. I have them fill out a form on my website. In that form, there's one question in particular that's huge, and that is, who do you know who's been on the podcast before? That tells me two things. Number one, I know they listened. Number two, they've been to the website. But the most important thing is I can go and ask that person, do you know them? Are they a good guest? Are they just pitchy? Are they going to teach something? So the challenge of running a podcast is a challenge. The challenge of becoming a guest is a challenge, because I do that too. So tell us a little bit about Poddit and why it's different than some of those other platforms like Radio Guest List or what have you. You know, what's the differences? What makes this cool?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that there is definitely a place for PR firms, especially the ones that do it right. And we actually have a long-term plan to help them through our platform as well be better at what they do, because like you said, it's very shotgun approach, unfortunately. And podcasters, as we start to get any kind of an audience at all, I think what they fail to realize is just how often we're getting hit with people wanting to be on our show, utilize our platform, right? So from the guest side currently, so current state, I think the big thing is you're going to be able to have a profile. So you're going to really, and the extent to which you fill that out is entirely up to you. There's a free profile and then there's an upgraded profile. But whichever path you choose, you have a place where podcasters can reach out to you, and you can also reach out to podcasters that are on the platform. And pretty soon we're going to be introducing a feed as well, where you can basically say, hey, I'm available for such and such. And that's really going to be relevant to populate you more near the top of the list, but also to sort of say, hey, there's this thing that's relevant right now in the world and I can speak on it. And so it's going to help surface quality, which is definitely one of the things we're looking at going forward as well. And like I say, it's free. I encourage people to use multiple platforms. If you're a guest, you're in the game of trying to get people to know, like, and trust you. And the hardest the first part of that is definitely getting people to know you. And obscurity is a real difficult pain point for people, you know? So utilize the various platforms, utilize the Facebook, come on and try ours, give us the feedback. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at what you find, the quality of the podcasters, the quality of the other guests. I mean, I think that I'm really blown away by the quality of people that are in there. And we've booked over 1,300 interviews so far since we launched in beta last year. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. And one of the biggest challenges is, you know, with a platform like yours, I think there's going to be a way to be able to connect up people differently, to be able to read reviews about that person, to be able to see what podcasts they've been on, to get a sense if they're going to be a good guest and vice versa. You have the opportunity to, you know, get some information, vet these people up front. And that's what I think makes your platform a little bit different.
Yeah, that's really a big part of our goal, right? And so, like we had talked about previously, we're working on a feature we call the Inbox, which actually tracks the states of the interview. So you could say, hey, Brent, I'm interested, or I want to request you to be on my show. And I say, okay, well, I'm interested, or I could straight away accept it, but I might say I'm interested, so that opens up dialogue between us and we can actually flesh out whether or not we're a good fit, right? Because that's a part of it. That's a part of the process. And then, what to your point, as we continue to move through the process, we then would know when the interview is recorded, when the interview is released, in which case we could then say, hey, would you recommend Brent? Would you, you know, and I, you could ask me, would you recommend Brian's show? right? And so you start to get all this aggregated data points, and you could say, well, they've been on these shows. You could say that this person is recommended by this many people. We're looking at introducing a follow feature, a two-way follow feature. So there's a lot of things we can do to really, the end goal is to get all these data points over time so that we can really start to surface quality for you to save you time in that vetting process, right? Because you can quickly look at their profile. If they're an upgraded guest, you can listen to them. They embedded an audio from a past episode. You might see a YouTube video. And then, like you said, we can have the future. They've been on these shows. These people recommended them. They're in my, I follow them. Okay, those are enough checkboxes for me to short circuit all that time and effort that I would normally have to chase them down all over the internet for, to say, yeah, that's valid. I'm good to go. You know, or at least to say, okay, I'm interested. Now let me have dialogue with them. But all of those things aren't purposefully going to be built in there to help save time for the podcaster and the guest, but largely for the podcaster, because I know what that's like.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, it's cool that you're able to start conversations in kind of a closed loop system. It's unique. And it's one of those kind of things where, you know, you're going to be able to make those connections without having to go to email and social media and all these other topics. So what are some of the other advantages for a podcaster using a platform like yours? I mean, are they able to search by topic? Are they able to, you know, narrow things down if they've got a niche they're trying to fill? What are some of the things that this does differently than others?
Yeah, certainly you can search by category, and then, or you can just filter by category, right? So you can see all the ones in your category that are matching up, but also you can search by topic. And not only can you search by topic, which are effectively keywords, right? It's like, these are the things I can talk about or my areas of expertise. And then the podcast would have the same thing. And so when you're browsing through the directory, if you see something like, well, bacon, or, you know, doctor, or COVID, right? You could literally click on it. So you'll see it in the directory listing, in the list form, and you could click on it and it would basically go to a search result for all the ones that match that. Right. So you can kind of go down the rabbit hole of like, well, that might be an interesting topic. Let me see who else can talk about that. So there's a nice browsability. And again, this is all really, really early state. There's a lot of things we're building in. Also, I should mention, even right now for a podcaster, you mentioned the intake form. You can go in and create a questionnaire right now, which will, when somebody goes to request to be on your show, they have to fill out the interview or the same thing as you would have, but it would go to your inbox inside of Podit instead of in your email inbox and trying to, you know, track all that way. So we're really moving toward really trying to make this a full CRM with the ability to really find, effectively discover and coordinate those guest interviews.
Yeah. And that's one of the other things about it too, is coming at it from the guest perspective. I not only am a podcaster, but I'm a guest on a lot of shows, and you never know what you're kind of getting into. So a platform like this gives you an opportunity to maybe leave a review. This person has a great show. It was a great interview experience. I mean, you know, all of us have our pet peeves, and one of my pet peeves actually ran away. So
get yourself a pet rock, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
They don't run away.
Yeah, no, pet rocks definitely don't run away. But my biggest pet peeve is getting onto a show where somebody is just doing these, like, you know, 7-question interviews where it's just formulaic, and it's the same thing. And they're asking you questions like, oh, what kind of flower are you? And it's like, dude, you know, I'm not a flower. I'm a marketing guru. I'm here to talk about making people $1 million. Why are you asking me this question? So that becomes a challenge, is you don't know what you're getting into unless you, as a guest, have to research all these things. You got to listen to the episodes, which is a good thing to do, but I've already talked about how tough it is to be a podcaster, but, you know, to do vetting as a guest, it's another challenge that you got to kind of figure out. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your platform from the guest perspective. What kind of things can they get out of a platform like Podit?
Yeah, so first I should mention, we do have testimonials built into the site right now. So what we don't have is the ability right yet to prompt for them, because we don't have that full state completion yet, which we're moving toward. But those testimonials might be useful too, because you can't just create, you personally, you can't go in and create a testimonial from me. I have to do it, right? So we both have to live in the system. And so those testimonials you can trust were created by the other person. I think that's pretty important to what you were just talking about, to help with, you know, surfacing quality and vetting. As far as coming down the pike, we're really leaning into trying to help people surface to the top, right? Because right now it's currently flat directory on both sides. And once you get in there, you kind of start to bury in terms of recency, right? So as new ones come on, you kind of go down a little bit. Now, when people start to search and go down the thing, you're still discoverable. And people are, like I said, we have, I think, 1,600 people in there and 1,300 interviews. So obviously everybody's getting some love, right? For sure, in terms of interviews. But one of the first things we're doing is a homepage, a new logged out homepage, which will lean more heavily into somewhat similar to a site called Cameo. But instead of being sort of salesy, it's just, hey, here's some brand new guests. Here's some brand new rock stars. Here's some brand new podcasts. Like, here's some brand new matches of people who just got interviewed. And here's some trending podcasts. And here's some, I forget the other terms we use, but there's a couple different ways where we're tracking activity in the site and we're surfacing that so that people can actually, I don't want to say game the system, but they can do things on the site that help them get a little bit more exposure. So if they help the site and people are really looking at them as guests, then it brings them up higher so that they can maybe get a little bit more, exposure on the site. The next thing that we're doing, we don't have emails currently, believe it or not, or at least not emails that are sort of, hey, Brian, here's some guests you might want. So suggestions. Now, we're doing a spotlight email here real soon, but underneath that is an infrastructure for us to send out emails. So the first version of that will be a spotlight every week about a certain guest. Now, that may or may not be targeted to you, but as we continue to grow, we're going to be really leaning into sort of suggesting to you some people that you might want to have on your show, sort of served up on a platter, going, hey, Brian, here's some people that are on the network. Here's some new people, and we think you might want to take a look because, hey, they're in your category. So that's going to be coming as a future version, but in the nearer term, you're going to see spotlighted podcasts and spotlighted guests. Those are both coming really, really soon. And then one of the other big features, the two big features that really change the core of the platform, I would argue, because right now the core of the platform is really the profiles, the two different directories, the podcast directory and the guest directory. And those are going to really take a backseat soon to a feed, which will be front and center. And think of it like the best of Facebook, where you're in these groups and you're trying to find interviews, but without all the other stuff where you click or they didn't give you information or you go try to chase them down the website or you click on their link and then you see a picture of their cat or whatever it is, because it's Facebook, right? It's not really intended for that. Whereas here, you're going to be able to quickly see right there in the list form of the post that, oh, that person has past interviews on their profile. I'd like to click over and listen to that. Or I want to see a video from them. Or later on, you know, oh, I can see these people that I know interviewed them. That's all really cool. So what it does, again, it saves you time. And then you can request an interview right there or quickly click over because it's backed by those profiles. So you can quickly click over the profile, which gives you access to all their social media if you want to click out to the outside world. And chase that down. That's certainly available, and their website and everything else. But you don't have to. So you can use that feed on both sides, the podcast side and the guest side, to really shorten that curve and help you get exposure for your podcast. Or like, for example, you're doing a podcast and there's something going on that you really want to talk to, like with Digital Dads. Like, I want to talk about cyberbullying or something, maybe that hit the news, or maybe it's just a topic that we haven't covered yet. And so with podcasts, I find sometimes they have a need and then that need goes away and then they have a different need, or they have topics of interest. And so that's not static. It's really fluid. And so what they could do then is they could just post a link saying, or share a post saying, hey, I'm looking for such and such. And then that would open up the doors to people coming and saying, hey, I can talk about that. I can talk about that. So the feed's a really, really big deal and going to be central to the site. And then that's going to be backed up by a centralized inbox. So the process we have now sort of stops once when you request an interview, you can either accept it or delete it right now. But what's going to happen is that's going to go into states where you can accept it, you can mark it as interested, you can go on eventually be able to schedule it, record it, publish it, and then all those little points give us indicators where we know there's some other things we could piggyback off of that. So that that's all slated by the end of the year. That's really our target for all of that, which will really overhaul the site. And we think make it so much more useful than it is right now. Almost like a different site, but that's what's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to some of the changes you're making, and I know it's evolving, but, I've used it already. It's cool. It works. And, you know, I've been using something like Radio Guest List for years, and it's been okay. I mean, they show premium partners, but it's more like an email list.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really give you any kind of feedback about the show or any kind of information other than a link to go book a podcast. And then, of course, you got to go do the research and everything else. So I'm assuming at this point that people probably have some questions, maybe want to learn a little bit more about the platform. So what's the best way for them to do that at this point?
So if you want to keep up with what's happening, I would say go on Facebook and join our Facebook group. You can just, I think it's /group/podit, or just search for Podit, P-O-D-D-I-T. The website is podit.net. You can, of course, get a free account, or you can do Brian a solid and go check out his link on his site and go that way as well.
Cool, man. So if people wanted to get a hold of you personally, you know, on email or social media, what's the best way for them to do that?
Definitely, I'm engaged in the Facebook group. They could also find me on Twitter at Brent Bash, B-R-E-N-T-B-A-S-H, and I tend to engage on there as well.
Well, awesome, man. Well, this has been a blast getting to know you and getting to know a little bit more about your platform. Thank you for coming on and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. I am so looking forward to watching how this evolves, and I want to be able to share this with my audience. So thanks again for coming on and sharing your stuff, dude.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.